So if you would turn with me to the book of Isaiah, the 7th chapter. When you get your finger in that, let me hear you say amen. Hold your finger right there, then flip over to Luke, the 2nd chapter. Say amen when you have that. Amen. All right, let's go back to Isaiah 7:14. Isaiah 7, verse 14. Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. That's in the Old Testament, right? Now go to Luke where your finger is. Go to chapter 2. Starting with verse 10. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. I want to talk from the subject of hope. Hope. Here in Isaiah is the prophecy of Christ to be born.
All right.
And Luke is the fulfillment of the very prophecy of Christ. Amen. Being born. Being born for all of humanity. All of mankind. He wasn't born for black folks. He wasn't born for white folks. He was born for all of humanity.
All right.
In other words, his birth was meant for everybody.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Amen.
We're about to celebrate his birthday, as they call it, December 25th, probably a day that has been distorted over the years by the devil himself.
Well.
This was a day that was created so that hope could be born. Instead, I think that when the day comes, there's now a little more misery than hope.
Yeah.
People are unsure of themselves, insecure, don't like the day or the season, be glad when it's over.
Yeah.
There are folks who will deny it. There are folks who will cover it up. Say it's not about the Christ, but it's about old Saint Nick, Christmas tree and presents. But it's those things that turn the day into something it never was.
Well,
hope. Hope was being born that morning, that day. Whatever the exact day was, hope was being born. And when you look at this from Isaiah all the way up into the New Testament, hope was always looked for.
Amen.
That thing that we need. That thing that we want. Folks commit suicide. No hope.
Amen.
Folks go to the bars, drink the holiday season away.
Yeah.
No hope.
Amen.
Folks find a dark alley and buy some drugs, smoke the season away. No hope. We have turned a season that should have meant hope into desperation.
Well,
to isolation.
Well,
if I can't get my kids the very best, I don't feel good about myself. If I can't do what the world says I should be doing, if I can't celebrate the way I should celebrate, then I guess this season is a bust.
Come on now.
For unto you this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. That should be hope. Because as long as Christ has come, there's hope in our lives. If there is no Christ, where is the hope? If there is no Christ, where is tomorrow?
Yes, sir.
If there is no Christ,
well,
how do I make it through the pain? How do I make it through the suffering? How do I make it through the guilt and the shame? If there is no hope, how do I make it to church on Sunday morning?
My.
If there is no hope, why should I get up on Monday?
Well,
Christ never came to provide gifts with no substance.
Come on.
God, in his infinite wisdom, knew that we needed a gift that would help us get up each and every day.
All right.
See, there are times in people's lives when they don't know whether they're coming or going.
Well.
And as long as you feel like you're lost, as long as you feel like you don't understand what's the purpose, what's the meaning, why am I here?
Well,
hope escapes you. Right here in the church, we got folks who at home fussing and fighting, feuding, cussing one another out.
Well,
children doing whatever they want to do.
Well,
where is the hope in the house? Where is the reason why Christ came? I remember back in the days, my mother and father used to argue over bringing the money home and having Christmas presents under the tree and not doing the right thing and this and that. And I got caught up into that madness.
Yeah.
The only thing I wanted was some gifts under the tree.
Yeah.
And them to stop fighting about not having the gifts.
Well.
But my view got distorted because the reality was not the gifts up under the tree.
Wow.
But because that's what we present and that's what the world presents, your hope is lying in something that has nothing that can last.
All right.
Christ did not come for us to fuss and fight over silly stuff. He came for us to love one another, to be faithful to one another, to have hope in one another.
Yeah.
And when all else fails, to have hope in him.
Yes, sir.
I'm glad that Christ came.
Yes, sir.
I'm glad that hope was born.
Right.
I'm glad because even when I struggle with my own self,
well,
I realize that God didn't have to send his only begotten son.
Yeah.
But because he did, I know he loved me enough to share some hope.
Come on.
I know that he was. See, I ain't always been a preacher.
Come on, God.
I've done some wrong things in my life.
Yeah.
But I'm thankful that even though I was wrong, God was still right and he looked out for me.
Yeah.
When there were times when I felt like I couldn't go on and I was down and I was out, he reminded me that I belonged to him.
Well,
as long as I know that my daddy is on top.
Come on, God.
I got hope. Unto you a Savior is born.
Yeah.
That means that even though today was rough, I know tomorrow can be better.
Yeah.
It means that even though I've fallen, I know I can still get up.
My.
See, what hope does is gives you something concrete to hold on to.
Well.
Yes, sir.
When everything else is weak and everything else is failing, yeah. I got hope.
Yeah. Well,
when it seems like the rent won't get paid, I got hope.
Yeah.
When it seems like the light's about to be turned off,
yeah.
I got hope.
Yeah.
When it's getting real cold outside and the furnace is looking like it's on its last leg, I got hope. See, nothing that life can throw me can remove hope.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's never in my mind to go out and shoot 1,000 people.
Come on, Doc.
Because I'm lost. Because I'm distraught. No, I got enough hope to know that tomorrow's going to be better.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
See, the Bible don't say that weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning, unless the word of God already knows that in this life we're going to have some rough times.
Yeah, yeah.
But along with rough times is going to come some up times.
All right.
See, God never leaves you in the rough. So even a storm, when the storm comes, it has to pass.
Yeah.
I ain't never seen a storm that just stayed and stayed and stayed and stayed. Every storm that comes must pass. And that's the hope. That's why I can sit in my house and watch the storm and have hope to know that this won't be lasting long.
Yeah, right.
And it might raise hell while it's there, but I know that eventually it's going to be gone.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what hope being born represents.
Yeah.
It seems like I get lost at times.
Yeah.
I get down sometimes. Mm. I struggle and I fight with my inner self.
Come on.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it seems like all the right that I want to do never comes out right.
Well,
and I'm always struggling with wrong. I can understand Paul's whole philosophy.
Yeah, come on.
But because of hope, I know that whatever I messed up in that moment, I can get it right.
Yeah.
Whatever I've done to discourage somebody, I can fix it.
Well,
see, when I isolate folks out of my lives because I don't like what they did for me or they did for me, I know that God won't let me sit with that.
Yeah.
You got to fix the situation so that they know that there is still hope.
Mm.
See, when a Christian acts foul, where is the hope?
Come on.
See, they expect us to be better than what we are.
Well.
But not only do they expect us, but God expects us. Because God knows what sacrifices was made for us to have what we have. Wise men, shepherds, rich folk, poor folk, everybody can tap into the baby Jesus. Everybody has an opportunity to receive hope. Where is your hope today? What are you hoping? Because what you hoping is where your heart is.
Mm.
If you relying on man to fix this thing, you really don't have no hope.
Mama.
If you relying on mama and daddy to be more than what mama and daddy can really be, you don't have no hope.
Mm.
No one can provide true hope other than God. Look at this. Adam and Eve had everything. Lost it all. From that time, hope has been trying to come.
Yes, sir.
Every man that God sent, or woman that God sent, could not provide hope. Moses couldn't provide hope. He tried as best he could, but he had anger issues. David, a man after God's own heart, tried to provide some hope for his people, but he couldn't do it. He had a lusting heart and a murderous mindset. Throughout the Bible, Jeremiah wanted to bring hope. He felt too much pain to bring the hope. Jesus was the only one capable of delivering the goods. Jesus, who was God himself,
yes, sir,
wrapped in flesh.
Yes, sir.
Said, I'll give him hope.
Yeah.
Nobody could do it.
Wow.
Nobody. So God has said in his infinite wisdom, today is the day. Today I'm going to come down of a virgin. And when I'm born, I'm going to provide what's never been provided before. Because of Christ and his walk on this earth, he taught us how to handle adversity. Read the scriptures. When you follow his lifetime, when you follow his path, Christ showed you how to deal with the ups and the downs.
Yes, sir.
With hope in mind.
Yeah.
Now, if it was not for his death, that hope would have never been realized. The Bible says that he was the first of the resurrection.
That's right.
I'm just trying to bring you right to where the hope is now.
Well,
he was the first in the resurrection.
Yeah.
In other words, if he was the first, there's going to be another. There's going to be another. In other words, hope tells me that tomorrow is still coming. Hope tells me that I don't have to worry about my past. Even though my past wants to follow me and keep popping up his ugly head, I don't have to worry because because of accepting Christ, my past is exactly what it is.
Yes.
My past. Yes. I don't have to be worried about my past anymore. Because folks around you will always remind you of about your past. They will tell you about who you are and who you think you are now, because you ain't. But you let them know, well, my hope is built on nothing less but Jesus Christ and his righteousness. So you got to understand that Christ didn't come and die just for anything. He died for us to have the power to be able to live in a world that does not want us to live. Therefore, my hope is in him. When he came, he said, look, no matter what the world may throw at you, no matter what the holiday season may bring, you might not get the gift that you was looking for. You might not get the love that you want to feel. You might not get all the things or the trappings of this world. But he will tell you, don't worry, you can still get up on Christmas morning and say, thank you, Lord, for saving me. I might didn't get what I was looking for, but I thank God you gave me what I needed. I got the hope to keep on getting up. Somebody had breast cancer. But hope says it ain't going to be here for long. Hope also said, even though you got it, I still got you in my hands. So don't worry about the sickness. Look forward to the hope that's inside and more powerful than the sickness. Somebody say, I don't have a place to lay my head tonight. Don't worry about where you lay your head. Look for a pillow of hope, and I guarantee it'll comfort you in your time of need. We have to focus in on hope. And the reason for this season, God himself, he looks at each and every one of us and says, I love them with more love than they'll ever love me. But I'm glad he don't give his gifts based upon how we treat him.
Come on.
Hope says,
well,
no matter what you do to me, I still got you covered.
Yes.
No matter what's up under your physical tree,
well,
I got your spiritual present.
Yes.
No matter if nobody calls you up or nobody thinks about you,
well,
I got you.
Yeah.
And if you have enough faith in me and you keep believing, one day what you're looking for will come.
Yeah.
So I can keep getting up every day because I got hope.
Yes, sir.
I can keep rolling every day because I got hope. Nothing can steal my hope.
Well,
what about you? What's going to happen on December 25th?
My.
Are you going to let the struggles that you struggled through the whole entire year define your Christmas day? Are you going to let the pain, the sorrows define Christmas day? Are you going to let the world and alcohol or drugs define your Christmas day? Because if you believe in hope, you'll hang on to hope.
Yes, sir.
And if you hang on to hope, you'll give someone else hope. The Bible says, for all people, Christ came for all. And he died for all.
Yes, sir.
And he's coming back
yes,
for all who receive him.
Yes.
So with that hope and that hope alone, I can keep doing what I do. With the hope that knowing that Christ is coming back for me, I can keep getting up every day. Knowing that he's coming back for me, I can keep preaching. Knowing that he's coming back for me, I can keep singing. Knowing that he's coming back for me, I can keep praising. Knowing that he's coming back for me, I can keep dancing. Knowing that he's coming back for me, I can keep on keeping on. And I don't have to let nothing turn me back. What about you? What will Christmas mean to you? Is it about the gift? Is it about the pomp and circumstance? Or is it about the greatest story ever told? How Jesus came and died for us. Are you going to tell that story to your children? Or will you keep talking about the chimney and some cookies and some milk and an old fat man? The reality is, as Christians, we should be bold and stand up and let Christ be represented in our house and let our children know from the jump. If there's any Santa, his name is Ryan Johnson. And whatever God gives me, I'm able to give you, so you understand that if there's anybody out there that's worth,
come on,
his name is Jesus. That's hope. Don't let the season go past and you don't have hope. Redirect your thought process right now. And don't worry about what you didn't get. But look at all those who you gave to and the joy that they shared and they showed. In other words, let hope be the gift that you give. Because there is a child that needs hope. There is a teenager that needs hope. There is an adult that needs hope. There are senior citizens who need hope. And God wants to know who's going to provide the hope. I've given my very best and all that I could give so that you could have hope. Now share the hope. Share the hope and don't get caught up in this season. That's how you understand the value of the gift. That's how you enjoy the gift. And that's how you share the gift. Amen?
Amen.
Let hope be what leads you this holiday season. And let hope lead you throughout all of next year. And if you put hope first, man, it's going to be hard to be negative. Stop looking at all the negative things in your life and start focusing on the positive thing. Because I guarantee you, as long as you stay on your negative, hope can't rise up. And the thing about negativity is folks see it around you and it spreads like a cancer. But if you drop the negative stuff and hold on to the positive things, because let me tell you something. In every negative situation, there's something positive. Don't tell me it ain't, because early. On a Sunday morning. When it was very negative on Friday and Saturday.
He won't get it.
But God turned the negative into a positive. So if you focus on the positive things in your life for what God has done for you, then I guarantee you hope will never die. Hope will never die. Not only will hope not die, but you're going to help breathe life to other folks' negative situations. Because they're going to want to know, why are you so positive and there's so much negativity around you? And you can say, for unto you, this day has been born the Savior, which is Jesus Christ the Lord. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus and his daughter of the church. I hope this morning.